Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We adore you and we magnify you. Be glorified and be honored. Thank you, Master, because you are God. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Please, I want to emphasize again that Children's Church is fully functional. Parents are to take their children to the Children's Church so that they can benefit from the services. No child is meant to be running up and down in this place while service is on. Please pay attention to that, both parents and ushers, for their safety and also for the sake of their spiritual growth. Please pay attention to that. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I welcome everyone here this morning to this auspicious presence of God, and I believe it's a new day for somebody. We bring you greetings again from the United Kingdom, London, England. We literally got people from different countries, Finland, from Holland, from Germany, from Spain, from everywhere all around Europe, from America, from Canada, people came. Give the Lord a big, even South Americans were there. Give the Lord a big clap of hand, and to God be all the praise. At the end of the service, we'll be showing you clips of the program from there. But before then, we shall be looking at the subject of wisdom. What I shall be sharing this morning is going to be very intense. And I have the points I'll be sharing in the first service will be different from that of the second service. And so if you are in the first service, I would ask that you pick the message of the second service to have the complete package of wisdom. It's going to be more like a school this morning, but it's going to be very impartational. Subject is understanding wisdom. Before we get into the anointing segment where we'll do the spirit of wisdom, understanding wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 1. Our objective this morning is to understand what wisdom is all about, and then to understand also the secrets of wisdom. What is wisdom all about and the secrets of wisdom? Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 1, he said, "Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing?" He said, "A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed." So who is the wise man? What makes a person wise? Especially according to scripture. Now, as a subject, wisdom is one of the things people battle with in terms of what exactly is wisdom. You know, when a person speaks at times, they say, "Oh, that man is a wise man." Is it just in speakings, in sayings? What is wisdom all about? For the child of God, for the Christian, wisdom is both easily accessible and understandable if we realize three things. We can access wisdom, we can understand wisdom by three understandings. One, that our God is the all-wise God. We serve the God who is the all-wise, in fact, the all-wise and the only wise God. According to Romans chapter 16 and in verse 27, he is the all-wise God, the only wise God. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. So we serve the God who is the all-wise God, and we serve the God who is the only wise God. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible said, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever." Somebody say amen. So we serve the God who is the all-wise God and the only wise God. And on the basis of that, we can access wisdom and we can understand wisdom. Number two, the Bible is the wisdom bank of God. Is the wisdom bank of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 49, referring to the Bible, he calls it the wisdom of God. Therefore also, instead of saying, therefore also said the Bible, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. He said, thus, 49 still. Instead of saying that, therefore also said the Bible, he said, therefore also said the wisdom of God. Therefore also said the word of God, he said, therefore also said the wisdom of God. So the Bible is the wisdom bank of God. Is the wisdom depot of God. Connected to God and connected to the Bible is connection to wisdom. Connection to God and connection to the Bible is connection to wisdom. Thirdly, the Bible contains the stories and life accounts of proven wise people in the Bible. It contains the stories and the life accounts of proven wise people in Scripture, such as Joseph, such as Daniel, in Genesis chapter 41 and in verse 39. Genesis 41 and in verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all these, there is none so wise or so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thee. So we have a God who is wise. We have a Bible that is the bank of wisdom. And we have the life accounts and stories of people in the Bible who walked and displayed wisdom. On the basis of that, wisdom is accessible for the child of God, and wisdom is understandable. Having this background, we shall now proceed to understand, to unravel what wisdom is all about, based on our understanding of the all-wise God, the all-wise book, and his very wise servants. So, what is wisdom? Five definitions for this service. There will be five definitions for the next service. And our definitions will become our instructions today. Number one, wisdom is knowing what to do. Knowing what to do, doing what you know, and getting desired results under given circumstances and situations of life. It is knowing what to do, doing what you know, and getting desired results under given circumstances and situations of life. That is, there is a result you desire at a particular time. Knowing what to do to get that result and doing what you have known is what is called wisdom. An example here was, example here is John chapter 6 verse 5 to 6, when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. He said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to prove him. For he himself knew what to do. What he will do. Himself knew what he will do. And did he do it? Yes, in verse 10 of the same John chapter 6, Jesus said, make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed. So all the details of what he knew to do, he began to do them, and the results were experienced. See, many people think knowing knowing what to do alone or knowledge alone equals wisdom. No, sir. There are people who know many things, but they do nothing. Knowledge alone can make an intelligent man. But doing what you know is what makes a wise man. So it is possible, like I've always said, to be an intelligent fool. That is, the man knows so much, but is getting no result. But because he's getting nothing done. So you know what to do. And you don't stop there. You pursue, you go further to deploy the energy to do what you know will give you the right result. And then the result arrives. I believe there is someone here today that is going to get a very drastic result in your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say aloud, amen. What is wisdom number two? Wisdom is identifying and engaging in the most profitable course of action. Identifying and engaging in the most profitable course of action within a given set of options or alternatives. Again, wisdom is identifying and engaging in the most profitable course of action within a given set of options or alternatives. I have option A to follow, option B, option C, option D. I could do all of them. But which one is the most profitable? Of all the directions I can face, which is the most profitable? That is called wisdom. Inability to know which one will produce the best result is the absence of wisdom. You see, in the life of King Solomon, we saw the display of such wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 3, you remember the story when Solomon became king initially. Two women, prostitutes, had given birth to two children. And the Bible said that they slept on one of the children and one died overnight. And when they woke up in the morning, the prostitutes began to argue. This one said, the living child is mine, the dead child is yours. The other one said, the dead child is yours, the living child is mine. I'm sure you remember the story. And the argument continued until they brought it to the king. 1 Kings 3 and in verse 25 and 28, you read that. And the king said, divide the living child in two, all the way to verse 28, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, oh my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it, because there is no woman, no matter what, who will say, kill the child. It's better the child grows in the hands of the wrong person, and I know I have a child that is alive, but it's not in my hands, than to kill the child. But the other wicked one, whose child the child is not, said, let it neither be mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her, this one, the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Somebody say amen. I believe that somebody here is about to make decisions that will be profitable. Say aloud, amen. What is the meaning of that in another way of saying it is, wisdom is profitable, valuable decision-making capacity. Profitable and valuable. Where you make decisions that are profitable. When you make decisions that bring value, add value, generate value, then we say that this person abides in the realm of wisdom. There are people who make decisions all the time that cost them. Decision all the time that bring losses. Decision all the time that bring remorse and regret. That is not wisdom. In wisdom, you make decisions that are profitable. You make decisions that are valuable. I prophesy to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, God will engrace you to make decisions, family decisions, marital decisions, career decisions, financial decisions that will be profitable to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Number three. Is anybody getting anything so far? Number three, wisdom is the solution-oriented, productive engagement of the mind for the handling of life's problems and challenges. It is the solution-oriented, productive engagement of the mind for the handling of life's challenges and problems. Solution-oriented, productive engagement of the mind for the handling of life's problems and challenges. What is the meaning of that? It is engaging the mind to calculate your way out of difficult situations. Engaging the mind to calculate one's way out of difficult situations in life. That is, you engage the mind, and we have the mind of Christ, to handle. Now, why is this definition important? Because people engage the mind in non-productive ways. People can engage the mind in the direction of worry and anxiety. Worry is the negative engagement of the mind. Wisdom is the positive engagement of the mind. In worry, you are imagining the problem and how terrible the problem is and how difficult it is to get out of the problem and how impossible it is for the problem to be solved. That is worry. In wisdom, you are saying there must be a way out. Lord, what is the way? He said, no temptation has taken you except that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way that you may bear it. Wisdom says, there must be a way out. Worry says, I am doomed, I am damned. There's nothing I can do. Wisdom says, there must be a way out. There must be a way out. I must find a way. That is calculating your way out of difficult situations. The classical example of this is in John chapter 8 verse 3, where a woman was brought to Jesus. They say she was caught in adultery. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery. And in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Then they said, tempting him, that they might have something to use to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, any one of you that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which had it been convicted by their own conscience went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Had no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Somebody say amen. This is the solution-oriented, productive engagement of the mind for the handling of life situation. It is engaging the mind to calculate your way out of difficult situations. Now look at this. I said it some time ago. These people were not looking for solution. They wanted to trap Jesus. It wasn't the woman they are looking for. It was Jesus they were looking for. Not the woman at all. Innocent woman was just found in the middle of a trap set for her. The man, whoever was the man involved, is part of the plan. Because the man was not presented. One person commit adultery. The man wasn't presented. So he was part of the Pharisee, part of the game. They push her out, kill her. But not her they wanted to kill, it was Jesus. Because they said, now, Moses said, a person like this should be stoned. You, what do you say? Want to know who you claim you are, whether you are bigger than Moses or not. And in the law of the Jews, anybody who said anything against the law of Moses is killed. They wanted to kill him before time. If she said, kill her, then they said, you are a liar. I thought you said you are a Messiah. You came to save people. If he said, don't kill her, then they will say, kill him. It's against the law of Moses. No answer will be correct. Kill her is not correct. Don't kill her is not correct. Alright? So, anything he said, they will trap him. The Bible said he kept quiet as if he wasn't hearing him. That he was calculating. These bad people. You think you can trap me? You don't know who you are dealing with. Before your father Abraham was, I am. Just calm down. And they kept on talking. He didn't say kill her. And he didn't say don't kill her. He said any of you who have not done anything wrong since you were born, go ahead, take the first stone and stone her. Then he dropped his head. He started further calculation. In case they deny, he was writing their sins down. In case somebody carries stone, he said, you, hold the stone. 2 years ago, you stole yam from the yam market. All of them disappeared. The Bible says they began with the eldest. You know, that one has been committing sins since. All the way to the youngest. Woman, where are thy accusers? None. All right? I'm not the one who set you free. Go and sin no more. Wisdom just set you free. And I am in a case because I'm the wisdom of God. Go and sin no more. In case a worse sin come upon you. Many of us are stranded and trapped in difficult situations in life. Because we don't know what to do. I prophesy to someone here. Every situation and circumstance you have found yourself, the way out of it is coming on you, is coming for you in this season of wisdom. If you are saying amen, say a loud amen. The way out of your difficult situation, the way out of the traps of the enemy around you, the way is being made for you right now. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. What point are we in our place? What is wisdom? Number 4. Wisdom is living, functioning, and acting with a clear picture and plan of action in view. It is living, functioning, and acting with a clear picture and plan of action in view. A major department of wisdom is planning and picturing. Ordinary people live at random. Wise people live with a plan. They live with a picture. Ordinary people live their lives to chance. Wise people live their life by choice. They live their lives by choice. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. The Bible said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end he shall speak and not lie. Though he tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That is how wise people live. Jacob in the house of Laban. When Laban told him the kind of animals that was going to be his reward, Jacob did not leave it to happen at random. He didn't wait for it to happen by chance. He coordinated it. He organized and orchestrated the birth of the animal of his choice, of his desire, of the coloring he wanted. Do you understand? When Laban said, animals with stripes shall be your wage. If they deliver striped animals, I'll use them to pay you salary. If they deliver animals with spots, I'll use them to pay you salary. Jacob did not wait for the animals to deliver by themselves, and whether by chance or occurrence it becomes the color, he doesn't. That is too risky. He had to calculate and organize it. He had to work it and make it happen. Am I communicating? That was Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 37 and verse 43. 37 and 43. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of hazel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came in to drink, and so on and so forth. He painted the picture he wanted of what he wanted, and that picture produced accordingly. Am I communicating? Without a clear picture, there is no clear future. If you don't have a clear picture of where you are going, of what you, where your life is going and where your life is headed, there can be no clear future. Wise people, they live, they function, and they act with a clear picture and plan of action in view. They live with it, they act with it, they plan with it, they function with a clear plan. They don't just step into a marriage. Before I stepped into marriage, it was clear to me the kind of marriage I was looking at and I was looking for. It was very, very clear. There was no doubt at all as to how that marriage will be and how it will end up. When I was stepping into ministry, some people asked me at the beginning of our ministry, and they said, what was your plan if the ministry didn't work? I said there was no plan B, because it was going to work. By all means, it will work. I think it was journalists or some people asking the question like that. What would you have done if something was not working? I said, no, there was nothing like that. Nothing like that. There was no, nothing. Because what you don't see coming never comes. What you don't plan for will not plan for you. Am I communicating? What you don't see coming never comes. What you don't plan for never plans for you. What is not within your view can never be within your reach. Very important. And if you are here this morning, you are just living your life to make things happen on their own, that is the most terrible way to live. You don't live your life to chance, because chance is never favorable most times. Hallelujah. I pray for somebody here today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, a clear plan, a clear vision, a clear sense of purpose for your life's direction be released for you right now in the name of Jesus. So you know what you want and you employ what you want. And you employ every principled means to get at what you want. You know what you want. Wisdom is living functioning and acting with a clear picture and plan of action in view. Number five, wisdom is openness. Openness to and leveraging on. Openness to and leveraging on, or leveraging on means taking advantage on superior counsel, knowledge, insight, and impute. You are open to and you take advantage of superior counsel, knowledge, insight, and impute to achieve stressless and sweatless results in life. You are open to and you leverage on superior counsel, knowledge, insight, and impute to achieve stressless and sweatless results in life. Practically, you are leveraging on the wisdom of the wise to achieve results. A classical case in point here would be Moses in the wilderness. In Exodus chapter 18 and in verse 19, Moses had been attending to the people, but he was wearing himself out, sitting all day and judging the people of Israel in the wilderness, 3.5 million people. And Jethro, his father-in-law, said to Moses, "Hearken unto my voice, and I will give you counsel. And God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou may bring the curses, their curses unto God. And you shall teach them ordinances and laws. And you show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do." Keep going all the way. "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the body with thee." So stress removed, sweat removed. "If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. You yourself, you will last. And all these people shall go to their place in peace." So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Don't kill yourself before time, his father-in-law was saying. You can't sit down and talk to 3.5 million people one by one every day. In wisdom, wise people are open and they leverage on superior counsel, knowledge, insight, and impute to achieve stressless and sweatless results in life. Listen to this. Wise people are not too big or too proud to learn from anyone, provided it will lead them to desired destination. Wise people are not too big. They are not too proud to learn from anybody, provided it will lead them to their desired destination in life. I know of several people, they won't learn from nobody. They won't listen to nobody. No, they have not asked anybody any question in their lives. Nothing. That's not the way of wisdom. If it is a child, I made up my mind many years ago that where I'm going in life, I must reach there. I must reach there. And if God will use a baby that I gave birth to instruct me on something I don't know, I'm ready to hear it. I'm ready to learn it. I'm ready to learn it. I'm ready to learn it. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. So what have we said so far concerning wisdom this morning? Number one, we said that wisdom is knowing what to do, doing what you know, and getting desired results under given circumstances and situations of life. Two, that wisdom is identifying and engaging in the most profitable course, C-O-U-R-S-E, most profitable course of action, most profitable course of action within a given set of options and alternatives. The most profitable course of action within a given set of options and alternatives. Which one is the most profitable? I have several options. Which do I follow? Number three, wisdom is the solution-oriented, productive engagement of the mind for the handling of life's problems and challenges. Settling down to calculate your way out of difficult entanglements. It's wisdom. Number four, wisdom is living, functioning, and acting with a clear picture and plan of action in view. You are not just living life at random. If you are wise, you live life by planning and picturing. And number five, wisdom is openness to and leveraging on superior counsel, knowledge, insight, and impute to achieve stressless and sweatless results in life. That is, anybody who knows more than you becomes an asset in your life. Anybody who knows what you don't know becomes a valuable entity in your life. And you are not too proud to learn from them. Now, what is the way of wisdom? And then we shall end there for this service. Number one is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Job chapter 28 and in verse 28. Job chapter 28 and in verse 28. He said, and unto man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, that is understanding. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Proverbs chapter, or Psalm 111 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10, he said. Alright, yeah. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is that holy and healthy reverence for God. Holy and healthy reverence for God. Not taking the grace and mercy of God for granted. Healthy, holy, healthy reverence and respect, if you will. Holy and healthy reverence and respect for God. Where you do not take the grace of God and you do not take the mercy of God for granted. You are not taking God for granted. This is very, very important. Because there are many who take God for granted. Respect for God is zero. Reverence for God is literally not there. And when that is a situation, you never access the wisdom of God. You live carelessly and recklessly if you lack this wisdom, reverence, and respect for God. Number two, key to the wisdom of God is the word of God. The word of God. Luke chapter 11 verse 49, we already saw the word of God as the wisdom of God. The word of God. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. Is the wisdom of God. Luke 11 49, the wisdom of God is the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 15, he said from a child you have, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Scriptures are able to make wise. Scriptures able to make wise. Able to make wise. Look at this. Insight and revelation from the word of God equals wisdom. Insight, access to insight and revelation from the word of God equals wisdom. When you are able to see beyond the letter of the word and you are able to see the spirit of the word, you are qualified to be classified among the wise, especially when you put it into action, as we shall be looking at in the second service. And finally, number three is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, that is what we wanted to communicate this morning. through the anointing. In the book of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 2, he said, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him," and that is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the Spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. The Spirit, we just saw the wisdom of Moses now, when he received counsel from his father-in-law and eliminated stress from his life. And that wisdom he laid on Joshua by the laying on of hands. And so, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. When you walk with the Spirit, you easily walk with wisdom. Hallelujah. It's a new day for somebody. Who is the person that is walking into unusual wisdom today? Shout the loudest amen. Lift up your right hand and appreciate the Lord for the word you heard this morning. Honor Him, adore Him, worship Him, glorify Him. Father, we magnify You. We honor You, we adore You, we adore You, we magnify Your precious, holy, and wonderful name. Thank You because You are God. Thank You because it is in You that we live and move and have our being. Blessed be Your name, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. We shall very soon stand up and begin to pray. But I'd like us to get a clip of the program in London. And then we'll take off from there in prayer.
In the name of Jesus, I command the paralysis to go. I command the broken bones to be healed. I command the pains to go. I command the weakness to go. In Jesus' name, so leg up like I'm doing now. One, two. One, two. Walk forward. Walk forward right from the back there. See, mama. Walk forward. Are you just watching people? Lift it all higher. Show us how you were resting on that leg. Show us how you were resting on that leg. That was how you were walking before. For how long? For 3 years. Now run there and show the devil you can walk now. Are you just looking like that? Mobility and speech issues. Say amen.
That little boy could not speak and couldn't walk. Immobile. He was on that wheelchair.
What am I doing? This was how she moved with this. Stood up by herself. And over 10 years. Mama, let's go. Are you just looking like that? Are you just looking?
I will really pay. The little wheelchair and the big one.
If it were to be man, let the devil see it and cry.
My mind is here.
And I am well.
Mad for 20 years.
Fire. Power
of the Holy Ghost.
Power. Fresh.
Something is on you.
Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Come closer, my fire. Something is upon you. Fire is upon you. Like a
liter,
open your mouth and
say,
fire!
Let it flow, let it flow.
Praise the Lord.
the devil how you can move now.
I don't know what has covered your life and destiny. After this conference, you shall step out. Hey! Power! The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout. Stand up on your feet, people. The same climate everywhere. The same manifestation, the same grace. One of the women there mentioned, white woman, the one standing on the altar there, how snakes were coming out of her body. I was wondering, snake in Oyibo body too? While in the heat of the service, see, the devil is no respecter of color. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. In the next few minutes, we shall pray some very aggressive prayer before the anointing session. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for the manifestation of your power. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Luke chapter 10 and in verse 19. Luke chapter 10. Verse 17, then verse 19. He said, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And in verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and on scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For the conference,
in London.
Thank you for the souls that were saved, lives that were touched, bodies that were healed. Thank you, Master, in the name of Jesus. Today, we take authority over every spirit of retaliation, reprisal attack, counter attack. Today, we resist that devil. Satan, every reprisal, attack, every counter attack from this conference, we declare it canceled, nullified, neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Nah! Open your mouth and pray. We decree the Balahaza. Except Perada Gagahuda, Le Paratasa, Tela Gagadahala, Le Paratasa, Degalagadala, Salaman Gagada, Rata Separated Gagalahaza, Jela Taradagalaha, Reta Setra Teligalaha, Ekratena Managalala, Yes Patalala. In Jesus' precious name. The Bible says there are many devices. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. Proverbs 19:21. It said there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. We are decreeing today that the counsel of the Lord for our lives stand. And every agenda of the enemy be dissolved, be dismantled and be broken. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, today I decree, we decree the dismantling of every agenda and device of the enemy against my life. Every agenda, every plan, every secret plot of the devil against my life, against my family, against everyone connected, related, associated with me. Every plan of the enemy against this church, against the church, against our nation, by the blood of Jesus, we command you, plan. In the name of Jesus, you are destroyed. You are dissolved. You are broken. Now! Open your mouth and pray. We dissolve. We destroy. We dismantle the plan of the enemy. The plot of the enemy. The agenda of the enemy. Rata satala la baga baga de gala 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 Lebara gagala la hazara, rekata satala la bega bega di gagala la, ratu satala la bega bega di gagala la, rekosta parada gagala la hazara, leprata satola la ba. Exedi gagala ha, rapata safrete sina gagala la hora, rapasa kreteni gagala la ha. Lemana mana 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 halala. Reka satala bara bara da 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 ha. Rota spero da lahani. Leberi da la ha. Rota sapara da da. Reka seto tala la ha. Leka parana gaga da la ha. Le parana gaga la ha. Jaro tata la ha. Eke spero da gaga la ha. In Jesus precious name, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 24. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 24. And call ye on the name of your God. And I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Want to call down the same fire on every altar of Baal in Nigeria. Altar of Baal is blood-sucking altar. The God Baal that those people served in those days sucked the blood of children. The altar of Baal is the mouth of a dragon open. And they throw true living beings into that altar, including children and human beings, for that altar to swallow. We are going to call fire on every blood-sucking altar in Nigeria. Every blood-sucking high priest. Every blood-sucking agent of the devil in Nigeria. We are going to command that they be roasted by fire. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, we call on your fire on every blood-sucking altar. In Nigeria, every blood sucking agenda of the devil in Nigeria, you blood sucking altar, blood sucking high priest, blood sucking agent of the devil, we command you be roasted by fire. Now, open your mouth and pray. Be roasted by fire. 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 In Jesus' precious name, we shall make demands on judgment for the wicked in Nigeria. I will read Psalm 7 verse 9 and then you read verse 10 and then I'll read verse 11 and then we keep on reading like that until verse 17. Now let's go. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. Verse 10, everybody.
By the fence of God, which saveth the upright in heart.
God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Verse 12.
If he turn not,
he will wet his sword, and he has bent his bow, and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He has ordained his arrows against the persecutors of the church in Nigeria. Verse 14.
Behold, he travaileth with iniquity.
And has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is falling into the ditch which he has made. Verse 16. His mischief upon his own head and his violent dealing shall come upon his own pit. Verse 17, everybody read, one to go. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Lift your hands and say, Father, we ask that this be the portion of the wicked in Nigeria. The wicked at all levels in Nigeria. Father, your ordained instruments of death and arrows of vengeance be released in the direction of killers and their sponsors in Nigeria now. Open your mouth and pray. Your ordained instruments. Your ordained instruments of destruction be released on the lives of killers in Nigeria. Killers, ikada galaya da 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 da, lepera da 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 da, lebara galaya la la da 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 da, rata sata la da 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 da, lepara rata sata la la da da. Mashata kala bada bada bada. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has heard and the Lord has answered. In Jesus' precious name, I prophesy today, every evil plan for you, every agenda of hell and wickedness planned for you, your family, your friends, your loved ones, and everyone connected, related, associated with us, is reversed back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I make demands on the baptism of the Spirit of wisdom today. Anoint me with your wisdom today. Fresh wisdom I receive now. Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to God. The fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. The fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. The fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. I receive the fresh baptism of the Spirit of wisdom. I receive it now. 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 The fresh baptism. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You are here this morning, and that fear of the Lord is not in your life. That is, you want to make your ways right with Jesus. Want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags quickly and rush to the frontier. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly rush to the frontier and let me pray for you. Pastor, I want to make it right with Jesus. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want to be a born again Christian. I want to be genuinely changed. I want to be genuinely saved. I'll give you the count of seven. Quickly rush forward. One.
The Lord has done what no man can do. How excellent is your name. The Lord has done what no man
can do. All right, go ahead. Keep coming. One, two, three, keep coming,
how excellent is your name, the Lord has done what no man can do,
four,
how excellent is your name,
oh Lord,
my God, how excellent is your name, in all the earth.
Everybody sing, oh Lord,
my God, how excellent.
of the earth. How excellent.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Those who are here in need of breaking of addictions. You've come out like this to surrender your life to Jesus before, but you are bound with smoking, with alcoholism, marijuana, cocaine, masturbation, lesbianism, fraud, 419, gambling. Something took control of your life, and you want that control broken. Carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the frontier. Pastor, I want to make it right with Jesus. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Jehovah, you are.
2.
Jehovah,
from everywhere you are, quickly come forward. 3.
Jehovah, you are the Most High.
4.
Jehovah, you are the Most High.
5.
You are the Most High.
And 6.
You are the Most High.
Jehovah, and 7. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've come before you today to surrender myself to you. Forgive me my sins and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Father, I pray for these people. I ask that the hold of sin be broken of their lives and fresh grace be released for them. I declare today a new day for you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise.